This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones or send me email. If you want to record a message, you can call me at 612-564-8135. That's right. You can call me at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe we can chat on national radio. And if you're too shy to give me a call, then why not send me email? My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it tells you all the things that I've been up to. For example, I have 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest book, The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program, hit the New York Times bestseller list just a few months ago. But I have others. For example, Physics of the Impossible, where I talk about time travel. I talk about telepathy. I talk about all the stuff you see in science fiction, like teleportation and ray guns. I talk about Physics of the Impossible. And then in The Future of the Mind, I talk about how physics is unraveling the secrets of the living brain. Believe it or not, we can now see thoughts whizzing back and forth inside the living brain. And we can even begin to decipher some of these images. For example, did you know that we can now photograph a dream? This was once considered preposterous, impossible. But hey, at the University of California at Berkeley, they can actually do it. Photographing a dream. Who would have thought? And so these are some of the topics that I talk about in my books. So once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and share your thoughts on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And if you're too shy, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it lists all the various shows that I've been on, the cities I've traveled to, and maybe one day I'll be coming to a city next to you and signing your copy of Physics, the Future of Humanity. Well, once again, this hour is your hour, and we're going to start off by reading some of the emails that I get. So today we're going to talk about dinosaurs, we're going to talk about cancer, DNA, we're going to talk about colonizing outer space, time travel. These are just some of the questions that I get on email. And again, if you want to contact me on email, go to my website, mkaku.org. Okay, well, one set of questions I often get is space travel. Well, it's great to think about one day we're going to colonize the universe. Yeah, but let's be real. What about some of the dangers? What about the cost? What about some of the obstacles that face us as we go into outer space? Well, first of all, let me say that we are entering a second golden era of space exploration. The first golden era was back in the 1960s. We planted our flag on the moon, and then we lost interest. Why is that? Well, several reasons. First of all, cost. Did you know that back in 1966, the Apollo space program cost 5% of the total federal budget. Now, let me repeat that again. Back in 1966, the cost of the Apollo space program cost 5% of the entire U.S. federal budget. I mean, just think about that. 5% of your tax dollars went to putting us on the moon. Now, that's great. But you see, there was no larger vision there to keep us going. The only vision was, let's beat the Russians. Well, we beat the Russians. We fulfilled the goal. And we began to lose interest because it was simply too expensive to sustain a space program. But now things are changing. Costs are dropping. Maybe you saw the movie, The Martian, starring Matt Damon. Great movie. But do you know that that movie cost $100 million? Write that number down. $100 million. That was the cost of the movie, The Martian. Now, get this. The Indians sent a space probe all the way to Mars, and how much did that cost? $70 million. So, in other words, it cost more money to make a Hollywood movie about going to Mars than actually going to Mars. That's how much costs have dropped. And we have people like Elon Musk who are going to be dropping the cost of space travel even more. The reusable rocket. Now, think about it for a moment. Think of the used car industry. Today, we sell more used cars than new cars. What made that change? Well, after World War II, GIs came back, and they were flat broke. They won the war. They beat the Nazis, but they came back and they were flat broke. So somebody had an idea of creating the used car market after World War II. Suddenly, the American lifestyle changed so fast. All of a sudden, Hollywood movies catered to the teenage culture based around the car. So the car, the used car, changed the whole terrain of American society. Same thing with rocketry. So Elon Musk has successfully perfected the reusable rocket. So it costs about $10,000 a pound to put anything into orbit. That's your weight in gold. Think of your body made out of solid gold. That's what it costs to put you in orbit. But Elon Musk wants to drive down the cost to $1,000 a pound. That is by a factor of 10. And that could literally open up the heavens for commercial space travel. Now, what about the dangers of going into outer space? Well, let's be fair about this. To go to the moon was a hop, skip, and a jump. 3 days, and you're on the moon. You leave on Monday, and you come back the next Monday, a nice trip to the moon. I personally believe that one day, perhaps our grandkids or great-grandkids will honeymoon on the moon. That's right. The moon will just be another exotic location like taking a safari to Africa, and we'll do things like honeymoon on the moon. But Mars is a whole different ball of wax. First of all, we're talking about a 2-year mission to Mars. That's how far Mars is. Not just 3 days, but perhaps 2 years. And we have the problem of weightlessness, radiation, micrometeorites, all sorts of problems. For example, the world's record for being under weightlessness, continual weightlessness in outer space, was set by Commander Polyakov of Russia. He was in outer space for over a year, but when he came back, he could barely crawl. There's a videotape of him coming out of the space capsule, and he was crawling like a bug. I mean, think about that. He wasn't dashing out of the space capsule bragging about his year in space. No, he could barely crawl like a worm coming out of his space capsule. And why is that? Because even if you exercise in outer space, you suffer from muscle deterioration, bone loss, all sorts of things happen when you're in outer space and you are weightless. For example, did you know that you grow about 2 inches when you are in outer space? That's right. Because of weightlessness, your spinal cord does not have the tension that it does ordinarily, and so your spinal cord actually expands about 2 inches when you are in outer space. And then, of course, it contracts very rapidly after that trip to the heavens. And so you have to realize that space travel is great, but yeah, there are hazards involved. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer your emails. Yes, quite a few of you are a little bit shy about having your voice heard on national radio, so you send me emails, and I'll start to answer them in today's hour. We're going to talk about, well, colonizing outer space. We're going to talk about DNA, cancer, dinosaurs, UFOs, and what will society look like in the year 2100? Let's not have a crystal ball and look far into the future, not 10, not 20, but over 100 years into the future. What will it be like? Well, as I said before, one set of questions concerns the space program. Many of you out there are worried about the cost, but yeah, it's expensive to go into outer space, but costs are dropping because of new developments in reusable rockets and the economy of scale. And then the question is, well, what do we do when we go out there? Well, one thing we could do is mine the asteroid belt. Google billionaires are now entertaining the possibility of capturing an asteroid, bringing it back down to the Earth, and then mining it for platinum chemicals and rare earths. You realize that the electronics industry depends upon rare earths, or else the internet goes kaput. And yet, we have a limited supply of rare earths on the planet Earth. Why not mine the asteroid belt? So Google billionaires are footing the bill. And that's another new feature of the space program. The driving force is no longer the taxpayer. The driving force is no longer government officials from NASA. We're talking about private individuals unleashed by President Barack Obama, who wanted to commercialize outer space to reduce the cost on the federal budget. And now we have Elon Musk of SpaceX. We have Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com. We have some of the biggest billionaires footing the bill. I mean, who would have thought? For example, a few months ago, Elon Musk made headlines by launching the Falcon Heavy. Now, why is that such a big deal? Why did thousands of people line up the streets of Cape Canaveral to watch another rocket blast off from Florida? That was no ordinary rocket. That was a moon rocket. I mean, think about that. It's been 50 years. 50 years since we last walked on the moon. And yet, a private individual using private funds has created his own moon rocket, the Falcon Heavy, which blasted off from the very same launch pad at Cape Canaveral that sent our astronauts to the moon back in 1969. 50 years later, we're going back to the moon. And funded by a private individual, Elon Musk, not to be outdone, the richest man on Earth, Jeff Bezos. He's funding an entire spaceport in Texas. The Blue Origins rocket is his creation. And we have New Shepard, which he thinks will take tourists into outer space. The new Armstrong rocket, which he thinks will take us to outer space and eventually to the moon. And so we're talking about private enterprise taking the lead. And then the next question is, well, what do we do once we get to Mars? Well, one thing we might do is terraform that planet. That is, make it into another Garden of Eden. Now, let's be clear about this. It's not going to happen anytime soon, because Mars is a frozen desert. It's awfully cold out there. Temperatures rarely go above the freezing point of water. So you would have to terraform it. One possibility of terraforming Mars is to use satellites, solar satellites orbiting Mars, to beam down the sun's energy to melt the polar ice caps. See, Mars has plenty of water. The problem is, it's frozen water. And the ice caps have locked in much of the ancient water of Mars. So why not beam solar energy down to the red planet to melt the polar ice caps to begin the process of reviving the ecology of Mars? You see, Mars once had great oceans and rivers and lakes, believe it or not. In fact, we think there was an ocean about as big as the United States of America that was once on the red planet. So why not begin the process of melting the polar ice caps? And once you raise the temperature 6 degrees, then you get a greenhouse runaway effect. In other words, it sustains itself. And it basically terraforms itself once you raise the temperature by the critical temperature of 6 degrees. And so, of course, this is not for us. However, maybe our grandkids may have the possibility of beginning to turn Mars into a new home. And that's what it's all about. You see, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk have a vision, not just to beat the Russians. We did that. We've been there. We've done that already. A new vision. First of all, Elon Musk has a vision of becoming a multi-planet species. That is, it's simply too dangerous to put humanity on one planet. We need a backup plan, an insurance policy in case something bad happens to the planet Earth. And Jeff Bezos also has a vision. The richest man on Earth believes that the Earth should become a garden. I mean, think about that. All the heavy industry, all the pollution would be sent into outer space, so the Earth becomes a park. the garden, this glorious place to live while heavy industry and pollution is all done in outer space. And to back it up, Amazon.com has announced that they're going to set up a service like Amazon to the moon. So our astronauts will be able to order any book or anything in the catalog of Amazon.com. So think about that. The ability of a private individual using his billions of dollars to open up the moon to commerce. And then going even beyond that, Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. That's right. Now, he was asked by the press, does he personally want to go to Mars? And he was quite blunt. He said, well, it's dangerous. He expects that some people will die in the process of going to Mars. He simply said he wants to go to Mars himself, but not on impact. That is, he does not want to die on Mars. Now, the press got his quotations all garbled up. You see, Elon Musk did say that perhaps he'll send astronauts to Mars on a one-way trip. Well, the media seized on that and says, aha, you're telling us that you're going to send astronauts to Mars to die? Well, they got it wrong. Because, you see, a trip to Mars might be in two steps. First, you send a robot to Mars that has empty fuel tanks. It mines the ice and other chemicals on Mars to create rocket fuel, which then fills up the robot's space capsule. So the first mission to Mars is robotic, to create rocket fuel for the return mission. Then humans go to Mars and switch rockets. They go from the rocket they came in to the new rocket, which is loaded with rocket fuel, and they come back. So in other words, yes, it is in some sense a one-way trip to Mars, but there is a ticket back, and the media missed that. So no one's talking about going to Mars to die. We're talking about going to Mars to save money and perhaps sending a robot rocket first to Mars to create rocket fuel. Well, once again, on Science Fantastic, we're talking about some of the emails that I get. Another set of emails concerns health. For example, cancer. Why don't we have a cure for cancer? I mean, we've been to the moon. We've conquered all sorts of diseases. So why not conquer cancer? Well, you see, cancer is different from other kinds of diseases. It's not a disease that comes from the outside in the form of a virus or a microbe. We have ways of defending ourselves against microbes and viruses and things like that. Cancer is a disease within our own body. Cancer is a defect in our genes. So we now know what cancer is. Approximately four major mutations of our genes will cause cancer. That's why it's so difficult to cure cancer. You know, we have a human genome project that successfully sequenced all the genes of the human body. Great. But the problem is, cancer is an affliction of every tissue. So in other words, there could be thousands of different mutations altogether which can cause cancer. In other words, cancer is just not one disease. It's thousands of diseases lumped together into one category. So what is cancer? A mutation in our genes that simply makes cancer cells immortal. So they live forever and eventually kill us. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll talk about potential cures for cancer, and then we'll talk about dinosaurs, we'll talk about time travel, we'll talk about robots, and we'll talk about the year 2100. Okay, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue to answer your emails on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump vows to veto any bill Congress chooses to pass that prevents him from reinforcing his executive order for national emergency funding for a border wall.
Will I veto it? 100%. 100%. And I don't think it survives a veto. We have too many smart people that want border security, so I can't imagine it could survive a veto, but I will veto it, yes.
The House votes Tuesday on a resolution to stop the executive order, then moves on to the Senate. President Trump plans to push back a March 2nd deadline to escalate tariffs on Chinese imports, saying a trade deal is likely.
Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with soliciting prostitution. A spokesman for Kraft tells TMZ Sports the NFL owner denies the allegations. No comment yet from the National Football League. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Science Fantastic.
Back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're doing something different. We're answering your emails. Believe it or not, some of you are gun-shy about having your voice heard on national radio. No problem. Just go to my website, mkaku.org, and send me an email. And maybe we'll read your emails on national radio for those of you who are too shy to have your name heard or read on national radio. Well, I remember back in the 1970s, Richard Nixon himself, President Nixon, declared war on cancer. Well, as many critics have said, cancer won. Cancer won that battle because we were clueless back in the 1970s. We were trying to attack cancer as if it was caused by a germ or a virus. Nope, cancer is inside us. It's a mutation of our cells that make them immortal. You see, our cells, in some sense, know how to die. But Cancer cells have forgotten how to die. As a consequence, they're immortal. They live forever. And because they live forever, eventually they kill us. That's why cancer is so dangerous. It's a disease from within our own body, a malfunctioning of the brakes of a cell, which tell the cells when to die. They just are immortal and eventually kill us. Well, many new therapies are on the horizon besides surgery, besides chemotherapy, besides radiation. The new one is immunotherapy, which takes immune cells, like T cells from our body, mutates them, enhances them, and then reinserts these cells back into the body. And some of the tales of people that suffer from terminal illnesses have been staggeringly successful. Just think about that. People that are terminal came back in some sense from the dead using immunotherapy. Well, it's not a perfectly clear road for a cure because there are side effects. Not everyone responds to immunotherapy. We're children when it comes to understanding the immune system of the body, and what we are doing is tinkering with the immune system, tweaking it so that it can identify cancer cells. It works sometimes, but sometimes has horrible side effects as well. Well, that's one therapy that's already hitting the marketplace. Another one, which is still being tested, is called nanotechnology. That is creating smart bombs that single out cancer cells one by one. This could revolutionize cancer research. However, we should point out that it's still experimental. So even though nanotechnology is there, it's possible to arm cells so they can knock out cancer cells one by one. It's still in the experimental realm. And then people ask the question, if we know so much about our genes, if we have the Human Genome Project, then how come we can't cure all of them? I mean, that was the goal, right? It's been slow. Where are all the cures that were advertised with the Human Genome Project? Well, you see, the Human Genome Project simply cataloged all the genes of our body. It didn't tell us what they do, and it certainly didn't tell us how to cure defects in these genes. So think of a dictionary. Webster's dictionary, with all the words of the English language spelled correctly, with no definitions whatsoever. An empty dictionary. A dictionary of letters with no definitions. Well, you may say to yourself, that dictionary is useless. Well, that dictionary is the Human Genome Project. So in one sense, it is miraculous that we have it. Who would have thought that we could have a complete blueprint to create the human body? Who would have thought? That's the promise of the Human Genome Project. But the problem is, we have a dictionary with no definitions. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Next, we talk about dinosaurs, gods, and time machines.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer your emails. Usually, I answer your calls that come in, and you can record your message by calling 612-564-8135. However, today we're going to answer your emails. However, some of you are gun-shy about getting on national radio. Some of you simply write your emails to me, which is fine. So in today's show, we're answering some of the emails that come in. Again, one set of emails concerns cancer and the Human Genome Project. Why don't we have cures for all these diseases now that we have the genome? Well, there are limitations to what we can do with the Human Genome Project. The Human Genome Project simply tells us all the genes and basically how they're put together, but they don't tell us what they do. So it's like a dictionary with all the letters spelled correctly, with no definitions whatsoever. So we still have a long ways to go. However, as you know, DNA research has been quite spectacular recently in catching long-term cold case killers. We have the Golden State Killer of California. I remember years ago when I was in California getting my PhD there, that the Golden State Killer terrorized that state. He was a savage, just like killing people left and right, and then one day he vanished. One day he stopped killing people, and they couldn't find him. What was the problem? Well, he left his DNA everywhere. He raped so many women that there was plenty of DNA out there. But the problem was there was no match. And so it's like having a fingerprint of the murderer with no matches. In other words, probably he was a police officer of some sort. Probably he was aware of the coming of DNA, and he was very careful never to leave his DNA in some kind of repository. So decades went by. And now we have familial DNA. So how did they get the guy, given the fact that he left no fingerprints of his own? Well, here's what happened. Now that we have things like 23andMe and Ancestry.com and many other sites, you can have your own DNA sequence. or for fun, or to find out what's lurking in your body, to find out your health profile of the future. And so more and more people are submitting their DNA. Now, they had the DNA of the killer, but there was no match. But they could match him with his relatives. So even though he himself was very careful not to allow his DNA to be sequenced anywhere else, his relatives had no such compunction. They went into these websites and submitted their DNA. And so there was a match for his relatives. So what they did was they took the matches of his relatives into a pool and then began to weed the pool. How many live in Sacramento? How many live in the areas terrorized by the killer? How many fit the profile of a white person, perhaps in his 70s, who lives in the Sacramento area? Bingo! They found him practically on the first try. And so we have yet another tool to fight crime. Familial DNA. And moving on Science Fantastic, let's say just a few things about dinosaurs. That's right, dinosaurs. It turns out that there's still a debate about what killed the dinosaurs. Most scientists believe that what killed the dinosaurs was a comet or meteor that slammed into Mexico 65 million years ago. But some people hold out and say, no, it was volcanoes, a massive set of volcanoes that erupted in India on the other side of Mexico, on the other side of the earth from Mexico. That's what killed the dinosaurs. So we had this debate. Was it an asteroid or was it volcanic eruptions in India? Well, some physicists say it was both. Both simultaneously. Both occurred about 65 million years ago. And what's the link? The link is as follows. That meteor or asteroid which slammed into Mexico sent a shockwave. A shockwave right through the Earth to the other side of the Earth where it cracked the crust of the Earth. And that's the link. So perhaps it was one shot which caused two things to happen. One, the volcanoes, and two, the impact itself. Well, okay, let's take a short commercial break. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, normally we take listener phone calls, but some of you would rather email me, so I have a pile of emails that you sent me, so I'll simply take them one by one in different categories and answer some of the emails by you listeners out there who are a little bit shy about having your voice heard on national radio. One set of questions I get is the future. In science fiction, usually they portray people of the future as having gigantic heads, small bodies, or maybe one day we'll have our brain immersed in a vat of liquid, and we'll basically do our computations living inside a computer. Well, what are my concerns? What about my projections for the future? Well, let me give you some of my predictions. First of all, our ancestors in 1900, if they could see us today over a century later, what would they think of us? Well, our ancestors would think of us as wizards, sorcerers. We can conjure up images out of nothing, talk to people on the other side of the earth. We can shoot things into the heavens. So they would think of us as sorcerers and wizards. Now, if we could see our descendants, our grandkids or great-grandkids in the year 2100, what would we think of them using our perspective today? I believe that our descendants will look like the gods of Greek mythology. Think about it for a moment. The gods of Greek mythology. First of all, we have Venus, who had a perfect body and was immortal. And that's where medicine is headed. We'll be able to cure most diseases, not all, by 2100. And perfection. Perfection will be one of the main themes of medicine in 2100, including the question of immortality. And look at Apollo, the god of the sun. We will have hydrogen power, the power of hydrogen in 2100, both in the form of fusion and also in the form of cheap solar energy. So we will have the power of the sun god in 2100. And then Zeus. Zeus was the father of the gods. He would simply wish, make a wish, and things would come true. He had telekinetic and telepathic powers, Zeus, the father of the gods. We will be like that in 2100. We will have the power of simply thinking and moving objects around, thinking and communicating with other people. In my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about how we physicists already are connecting the brain to a computer. And with that, the ability to telepathically send our thoughts and move objects with the mind.
And then we had Pegasus. Pegasus was the mythical flying horse, and we will have mythical animals in 2100. For example, we'll be bringing back the mammoth. That's right. We have already sequenced the genome of the woolly mammoth, which went extinct thousands of years ago, and we will be able to bring back fabled animals from antiquity and mythology. And then Mercury. Mercury was a god of speed, and we will have that. Flying cars? Yes. Already Uber is cutting a deal with the people of the United Arab Emirates to create flying cars as a taxi service in UAE. So we are not talking about flying cars, and we're also talking about going to outer space with reusable rockets, with space tourism, and going to Mars. Perhaps in the 2030s, we will be on the red planet. So Mercury. Mercury was the god of speed, and we will have that power as well. And then, what about the drawbacks of being a god? Well, if you read Greek mythology, you realize that the gods spend most of their time engaged in selfish mischief. They weren't gods to ennoble the human race and to educate us, to give us plenty of resources. No, they were selfish. They use their power to play pranks on other gods. So we need the wisdom of Solomon to go with the power of a god. So in other words, my point of view is that by 2100, we will probably have godlike powers. But that doesn't mean we have godlike wisdom. We need the wisdom of Solomon to go with it. And where does wisdom come from? Well, one source of wisdom is democratic debate. In a democracy, people can democratically decide which way to go, rather than having some dictator lead us to wars that are totally unnecessary and barbaric. And how do we spread democracy? The internet. You see, I differ from some of my fellow physicists. Most physicists believe that technology is morally neutral. It's good or bad. It has no moral direction of its own. I disagree with that. Because the internet, yes, the internet can also be used for bad, but because it empowers the average person, it is empowering democracy around the world. You know, when I was a kid, we had an expression, dictator for life. Because during the Cold War, if your patron was the United States or the Soviet Union, you were permanent. No one could get rid of you. You were a pawn of the great superpowers. Those days are gone. We no longer have dictators for life. It means that because democracy has spread, people are beginning to make decisions on their own. And get this, in history, two democracies never war with each other. Think of all the wars that you had to learn since you were a child. Every single war, War of 1812, 1066, 1776, all the wars you had to memorize, they were never between two democracies. They were always between kings and queens and emperors, but never between two democracies. And that's where democracy comes in the picture. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week on Science Fantastic as we discuss the cutting edge of science. And write that number down, 612-564-8135, and you can get on national radio.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.